For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As if playoff basketball wasn't intense enough, for the Cleveland Cavaliers, even more could be on the line. Because according to recent reports, if the Cavs do not go far this postseason, it likely means that Donovan Mitchell will leave the Cleveland Cavaliers. But even more than that, Donovan Mitchell himself recently spoke out about the playoffs and what means the most to him going forward with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it's not the first round, it's not the second round. Unfortunately for the Cavs, Donovan Mitchell has set unrealistic expectations for them to meet. And unfortunately for them, they are not going to meet them, which likely means that Donovan is going to be chased by Leon Rose and the Knicks this coming offseason. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Cavs must go far in the postseason or Spida is leaving. This is not really breaking news or shocking news. I'm sure each and every single one of you guys watching this video right now could have made the same conclusion, because we already know if the Cavs flame out in that first round, it likely means that Donovan Mitchell is leaving. However, is it only the first round? What if they get to the second round and they flame out? Will Donovan Mitchell stay? Well, recently, Donovan Mitchell spoke to the media about the playoffs and what means the most to him in the postseason. And unfortunately for the Cavs, he wants to go all the way. And if he doesn't, it likely means a change is going to come. Shout out to the account NBA Central on the app X for giving us the following information. According to them, Donovan Mitchell says, NBA players are judged by making the conference finals and NBA finals. According to Donovan, you are judged by conference finals and finals. That's my mindset. That's kind of where I'm at and where my head is at. First round, second round, it's cool. I'm taking it one round at a time. But my goal is to make the conference finals and get to the NBA finals. You know what I mean? That's what I'm judged on. Now take that mindset where first round, second round, it's cool, but I want to get to the conference finals. I want to get to the NBA finals. Think about how hard of a task that is for the Cleveland Cavaliers to do. Because during the regular season, and I know it's regular season, they have been up and down. And without Donovan in the lineup, especially a healthy Donovan Mitchell, they have looked shaky at best. Going into the postseason, it could look the exact same way. They are going up against the Orlando Magic. That matchup is not going to be easy. Orlando has a question mark on them. We don't know how good they're going to be or how bad they're going to be. Sure, they're inexperienced, but they have a lot of young talent, and that talent wants a place to shine. The postseason is the biggest stage of them all. So if they want to shine, they're going to do so there. And let's say they do shine. Let's say they shine so bright. Let's say they shine so bright that they sweep, or even gentlemen sweep, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell is gone. There is no way he's staying with Cleveland if that's the case. Look at what he just said. First round, second round is cool, but his mindset, where his focus is the conference finals, the NBA finals. So it's safe to say, if the New York Knicks get all the way to the conference finals this year, or better than that, get to the NBA finals this year, I'm sure the list of teams on Donovan Mitchell's list will start and end with the New York Knicks. Because not only does he want to join the Knicks, we all know that, but if he can join the Knicks, that's now a contender. And if he joins us, we would be even more of a contender. Could you imagine that? We would be contenders for the NBA Finals for so many years if Donovan Mitchell came to this roster. And right now, given the comments he just made, putting such high and unrealistic expectations over the Cleveland Cavaliers' heads, while they're going into the postseason against a very tough Orlando Magic team. You take all of that, you pair that with the following report from Zach Lowe of ESPN. According to Lowe, the Cavs, it's a must-win series versus Orlando. You lose this series, there's going to be changes in the organization. You want me to break that down for you? No problem. I can do that. If the Cavs do not beat the Magic in the first round, Donovan Mitchell is gone. Maybe Darius Garland is gone too, but for sure, without a doubt, Donovan is gone. You might be asking yourself, well, why would he be gone? Because Donovan Mitchell is a competitor. He wants to win at every single level that matters and that counts. The playoffs have always eluded him because even though he's been a strong playoff scorer, he has not led his team to victory when it matters the most. And I know that eats at him. I know he wonders about that and he thinks about that each and every night. When you're an NBA player at that level that Donovan's at and you want to be great, you want to be impactful, and you want to be one of the main reasons why your team moves forward in the playoffs. If you don't get there, it looks bad on you. It also looks bad on your team. It also makes you consider, is this the right place for me? Is this the right team for me? That's why Zach Lowe's report there is so important. If the Cavs do not get it done in the first round, you might as well sign Donovan Mitchell papers all the way out of Cleveland. There is no way he's staying. There is no incentive. If you lose again in the first round, there is no incentive. The magical season you had behind Donovan Mitchell's all-star, superstar-level play will be wasted because you did nothing with it in the postseason. And that's the thing about the Cavaliers. They need to do something with Donovan Mitchell's play in the postseason because if they can't, if they don't, it absolutely means he's...
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Leaving. There is no reason for him to stay with a franchise that's not going to compete at a high level or help him win chips. He wants to win championships. That's all he wants. And if you're thinking about teams, there's only a handful of places he's going to be able to do that and still have that contender status underneath him. And really, if you're looking around the league at teams that he wants to join, the New York Knicks check all the boxes. The Knicks have the picks, we have the players, but more than that, we are built for championship success right now. And if we make the right moves, and in my opinion, Donovan Mitchell is one of those right moves. You add him to this roster that the New York Knicks are creating, unstoppable. Jalen already looks unstoppable. You add Donovan Mitchell with them in the backcourt? What are you doing as a defense? You're going to stop Donovan? Okay, Jalen's going to drop 50. You want to stop Jalen? Okay, Donovan's going to drop 50. You want to try to stop both of them man on man? You're going to get torched and cooked. What are you doing? Nothing. This is why this is so important. This is why these comments are so important. Why these reports are so important. Why I'm so hyped talking about this. I'm not saying I don't love and believe in this Knicks team right now. I do. I absolutely do. I think they're going to go so far with the roster they currently have available. But I can also look to the future and look at current pieces that the Knicks don't have. And if they were able to add them, how good they would be, how good they would look, how far they would go. For me, Donovan Mitchell is one of those pieces. And if he's going to be available this offseason because the Cavs flame out again, the Knicks and Leon Rose need to do everything in their power to try to get him on this roster. Now, you might be thinking, well, the reports about Donovan coming to the New York Knicks were a lot stronger to start the season than they are right now. Well, obviously, that's going to be the case because right now is the postseason. You don't expect them to get that strong. However, for there to be a report at all to exist regarding the Cleveland Cavaliers and this being their last shot, more or less, to keep Donovan Mitchell, and if that doesn't happen, this is essentially Donovan Mitchell's final season in Cleveland. That means something. It goes a long way. Right now, we should be thinking about the postseason, the matchups, and all those things moving forward. It should not be potentially where I'm going to play next season or if I'm still going to be part of the team I'm playing for right now. But unfortunately for Donovan, that seems to be the case. And he's not doing himself any favors by answering questions like this. Because when he does so, he puts a lot of pressure on the Cleveland Cavaliers' shoulders. And I'm not sure he even realizes that. And if that added pressure hurts them versus helps them, it could do something worse for them in the postseason. And they don't need that right now. They need to be locked in and focus on their opponent and who they're playing. Not potentially Donovan Mitchell and him leaving. But unfortunately, that's a story that's floating around their organization. And they're just going to have to deal with it and play through it. But if they can't, and Donovan Mitchell and that Cleveland Cavaliers team cannot clear the Magic in that first round, we will absolutely be talking about Donovan Mitchell leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers this offseason. But even more than that, another NBA insider in Mark Stein also doubled down on this Donovan Mitchell report and stated that he's likely going to leave Cleveland. And if he does, the New York Knicks are going to still be at the top of his list. Shout out to TheHeavy.com for giving us the following information from Mark Stein's article. According to them, teams around the NBA are growing to believe that the Cleveland Cavaliers will trade Donovan Mitchell in the offseason, according to Mark Stein of the Stein Line. If it happens, the New York Knicks could be a team interested in the New York native. Regardless of where the Cleveland Cavaliers are, how good they are, how good of a regular season they've had, all their hopes and dreams for the postseason, it doesn't matter. Because clearly, a number of NBA insiders already anticipate and expect Donovan Mitchell to be traded from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the reason that likely is going to happen is because he's not going to sign that extension with them. Because he wants to test out free agency. He probably wants to see what his value is. And he likely wants to go home. He wants to go to the New York Knicks. Now, if the Cavs can help him go home, I'm sure he'll entertain that. But if not, I'm sure he's going to bide his time. He's going to wait. And he's going to wait till he has the most control over his future so he can make a decision on where he wants to play. I doubt the Cavs are going to wait until he has that control over his future to make the decision whether he's going to be traded or not. I'm sure he's going to be traded this offseason so that way the Cavs can get something back. Because let's face it, they traded a lot for Donovan Mitchell and they're going to have to recoup a lot of assets back. We're talking about players, we're talking about picks, we're talking about all of that. And if you're looking at a team that Donovan wants to go to and a team that has all of that stuff checked off already, it's the New York Knicks. So for me, all I'm doing is watching the Cleveland Cavaliers and watching their downfall. I'm celebrating the New York Knicks. I'm celebrating where we're at, and I'm celebrating how far I believe we can go. But I'm also looking at the rest of the standings, the rest of the playoffs, and obviously what's going to happen in that Cavs series. Because whatever happens in that Cavs series is going to go a long way and mean a lot for Leon Rose and the Knicks and the moves they're looking to make this offseason. But as of right now, the pressure is on for Cleveland. If they do not get it done, wave bye-bye to Donovan because he is gone, he is not staying with them, and he's likely coming home either by trade or at some point in free agency to the New York Knicks. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that if the Cleveland Cavaliers do not beat the Orlando Magic in the first round, it likely means significant changes are going to occur in the Cavaliers organization? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.